It started at a brightly lit cafe in the afternoon. Three friends, all married mothers, were having a conversation over coffee, as they did every Wednesday. This time, however, things were far different. A great deal had happened to all of them recently, and finally, last week, they had shared this with each other. Although their stories were all very different, the similar outcomes had led them to believe that this sort of thing was much more common than they would have guessed before, especially in their small town. This week, Raquel had suggested that they share their stories with others. So wait, how would this work? Hypothetically, I mean. Gina, a curvy, olive-skinned brunette dressed in tight jeans and a loose sweater, asked, "Would it just be the three of us and our sons?" Raquel, a conservatively dressed blonde, allowed herself a small, subtle smile. She knew her friends well. They'd been best friends since high school, always pushing each other a little farther, a little harder. They'd had some wild adventures together in college, but somehow they had become married, bored, and horny. Not to mention, ignored, neglected, and in some cases, betrayed.
"Well, Gina," Raquel answered. "Hypothetically, we'd start, yes. We'd write the first three parts of the book together. Each one of us would write a chapter with our sons, and then when we had enough to share and entice, we'd expand our circle. Lord knows there are enough desperately horny mothers in this town to fill at least a city bus, much less my living room."
The third member of the group leaned forward and spoke. Linda was an athletic redhead who seemed to constantly wear yoga pants or leggings, today alongside a tight tank top. Linda usually followed her friend's lead, but this time, she couldn't hold her peace anymore.
"God, I don't know if I could share this, guys. It's so personal. I've never felt this loved in my life, and certainly not this well fucked, but to tell other people."
Raquel's eyes widened at Linda's admission. Gina smiled widely. "No one is forcing you to tell, but I bet you and Blaze would like to hear our stories as well, right?" Gina said, obviously all in now that she realized she would get to hear more details about the forbidden relationships of all the others. "So, I trust you both, and your boys, of course. We all know more or less everything about each other, but if we're going to invite other friends, right? Maybe even women who we don't know, and their sons? How do we know they won't talk?" Linda answered this time.
"What if we demanded proof?
We're going to have them show up together, right? And then tell their stories?
So we make them provide something like a picture or an audio or video recording that's very incriminating. Something we'd all have access to."
"Ooh," Gina said. "I like that."
"I do too," Raquel nodded in agreement. "And we can always allow a mother and son to express their love in front of the group if they would prefer. We can still record it for posterity."
"And it would be hot as fuck," Linda said. "We could assemble the media and stories in some kind of archive so that everyone could see them anytime after they're presented. I could make the website and make sure it's nice and secure."
"Then it's settled," Raquel said with a smug smile. "Every week a mother will share her story alongside her son. You each know what you have to do at home. Give me a list of any women you'd like to invite, especially those that you think have already done something. If we run into anyone on the verge, we can give them a little push and send them down the correct path. I'll host the first meeting. I'm confident that this will be so very, very enjoyable for all of us."
3 weeks after their conversation at the cafe was the first meeting of the Auburn Hills Mother-Son Reading and Discussion Club. Raquel joked that the name was so long because anyone who might be suspicious would probably fall asleep by the time they finished reading it. It was exactly the sort of thing that education-conscious suburban helicopter moms might come up with to keep their sons on the right track. Never mind that the track now included a stop in their mother's beds. Gina, Linda, and Raquel were prepared for the small crowd of mothers and sons that had shown up, looking nervous and milling about, eating the provided snacks and sharing suspicious glances. They each had their own stories ready to tell, and proof would, of course, be provided. But all of them knew each other, if not as friends or acquaintances, then at least on sight.
It was a small town. There was a lot of fear of exposure, as was natural. It was for this reason that the three founding mothers, as they called themselves, had decided to share one of their stories at the inaugural meeting to break the ice. Linda would go first. Book 1, Sleeping Beauty, Linda and Blaze.
No. You can sleep it off at your useless friend's house.
Blaze sat on the couch and pretended not to hear the contempt in his father's voice. He wanted to speak up to tell him that he shouldn't talk to her that way, but he knew from experience that wouldn't end well. Meanwhile, his father continued to bark into the phone.
I don't care. You wanted to go out and have fun with the girls. You can find your own damn way home. It's disgusting the way you all want to act like you're still at college, his father added.
It was enough to give Blaze the courage to speak up.
I can get her, Dad. I don't mind, Blaze said. His voice was soft, but there was a confidence to it that surprised him.
The truth was that his mother, Linda, worked hard at her job, stayed fit, and still managed to make dinner and take care of the house. While his father made more money, he hadn't contributed to the family in any other way for years. Blaze didn't know what had happened between his parents. He could remember, many years ago, his father taking him fishing, being attentive to his mother, and the family being happy. For the last few years, he'd come home late from work regularly and simply checked out when he was home. His home office had basically become where he lived. Worse, at least to Blaze, was that he was cruel to Linda. Blaze couldn't imagine being cruel to that woman. Even were she not his mother, she was kind and smart and beautiful. He sighed, knowing where that train of thought led from long experience. Blaze's father looked at him sternly before speaking again into the phone.
Our son's coming to get you at the restaurant. Just wait there, he said, before hanging up.
With that, he gave his son a nod, a combination of dismissal and acknowledgement, before returning to his tablet, ignoring his presence. Blaze took that as a blessing, as he expected to be yelled at least a little bit for going against his father. He ran upstairs, grabbed the keys to his car and his jacket, and was out the door and in his own beat-up truck before he wondered why his mother hadn't just asked one of her friends to drive her home. He knew Gina and Raquel and was friends with their sons, and knew that either of them would have offered. The drive to the local chain restaurant only took him about 5 minutes. There was little traffic on a weeknight. He was not surprised to see Gina waiting with his mother on a bench outside. It was the sort of thoughtful thing that they would do for one another, ensuring that neither was alone at night. When Blaze pulled up, he saw Linda standing, slowly. She wobbled a bit on her heels, and he hopped out of the truck to help his mother. He walked around quickly, and she took his arm, gratefully. Blaze noticed a few things all at once. The first was that his mother was drunk. He'd never seen her like this, so that took him a bit aback. The second was that her mascara, which had been expertly applied, as always, was running slightly, as though she'd been crying. The third was that she was fucking hot. Blaze knew the latter fact, of course. He'd tried to ignore it, but tonight that was pretty much impossible. He hadn't seen her get ready before going out. Linda wore a very short green dress which tightly gripped her athletic body, showing off her toned thighs, tight ass, and gorgeous breasts. Her short red hair was arranged to frame her face, which itself was made up almost perfectly with special attention paid to the red of her lips. She wore nothing on her legs, but they required no adornment. Black high heels completed the image. Gina, her friend, was short and curvy, with long black hair and the olive skin of her Italian ancestry. She wore a form-fitting black dress that night, and while Blaze certainly thought she was hot as well, all of his attention was reserved for his mother.
Hey, Blaze, Gina said.
Hi, Mrs. Harrington, Blaze answered with a smile, helping his mother into the truck. Linda said nothing but smiled at her son appreciatively as he closed the door. Blaze was about to walk around to the other side when he realized that Gina had grabbed his arm, gently.
Blaze, look. Your mom has been a bit emotional tonight. I wouldn't say anything, but I know that she was really hoping your dad would come pick her up.
Normally she would have asked me to drive her home, but tonight, she really wanted some attention from her husband.
Oh, Blaze said, unsure how to answer.
I know that things at home haven't been great for her, or you. She doesn't gossip, but I've known her for a long time. I know when she's holding something back, Gina said, before pausing. She stayed silent for a long time, as if mulling something over, before speaking again.
I think it would be very good for her, and for you, if you told her how sexy she looks tonight, and maybe paid her some attention. She might pass out when she gets home, but if she doesn't, maybe you could hang out with her a little while. She needs her man to care for her, and tonight, at least, that's you.
Gina smiled, kissed Blaze on the cheek, as she always did with her friends, and walked off, leaving him a bit dazed. He knew that his mother's friend wouldn't lie to him or intentionally mislead him, but was it really a good idea to tell his own mother that she was sexy, even if it was so obviously true? Blaze got in his truck, started it, and was still a bit distracted as he pulled out of the parking lot, so he was surprised to feel his mother's light touch on his leg.
Thank you for coming, she said, softly.
Of course, Mom. I'm not going to leave you out here, Blaze said, before adding, You look incredibly sexy, by the way. If Blaze had any worries about offending his mother, her answering smile and giggle pushed them aside. He'd never heard his mother laugh like that before. It was flirtatious and cute. Why hadn't he ever thought of her that way as well? It was perfectly obvious. She was sexy, desirable, kind, smart, and adorable. At that moment, more than anything else, he wanted to let her know, but instead, he reached across the seat to hold her hand. Blaze misjudged the distance, or perhaps Linda shifted a bit, because instead of her hand, he felt her thigh. Warm, bare, and smooth, it was obvious that she had shaved tonight. He made a noise in his throat, somewhere between shock and desire, and withdrew his hand quickly. But his mother said nothing. He did not dare look at her, being afraid of what he would see in her eyes. Before long, they were home again. Blaze helped his mother get out of the car. She held his arm tightly as they approached the door, and he couldn't help but notice how good her body felt pressed into his. Her breast felt firm against his arm, and he bet it would feel amazing in its palm. He wondered what sort of noises his mother made when she was aroused, and if she enjoyed being fondled like that. He was disgusted at himself for these thoughts, as always, but he couldn't ever stop them. Blaze's father was already halfway upstairs when they came inside. He barked out a few words over his shoulder as he looked at Linda, his face a mask of disgust.
She can sleep downstairs, in the guest room. I don't want any drunks in my room.
Blaze had had enough. He was about to ask his father where he got off acting like this, but then his mother's hand was on his forearm. He looked at Linda, and she simply shook her head. Blaze sighed. She was right. It wasn't worth the fight. He turned around to hear his father slamming their bedroom door. Linda sighed.
Do you mind, helping me get set up in the guest room?
At least it has its own bathroom, and I don't have to worry about your father throwing barbs at me all night. Blaze helped his mother get to the room. It was simple, a small bedroom with a queen-size bed, a dresser, nightstand, and television, and not much else. It did have its own attached shower and bathroom, however. She sat on the side of the bed, and he knelt in front of her. Knowing that her heels were the main thing she was having trouble with in her tipsy state, he removed one, and then the other. He made the mistake of looking up then. Linda had parted her legs slightly, making it easier for him to take her shoes off. She was leaning back on her palms and looking over his head, and not paying attention to the fact that her dress was so short that it was impossible for Blaze not to notice her panties. They were sheer green lace and went perfectly with the dress. They covered everything, but hid nothing. His mother's pussy was a bit swollen, perhaps even excited, and she had a full, if neatly trimmed, bush of darker red hair that matched his own. Blaze felt his face grow hot as he grew hard immediately. He wondered what she would smell like, what she would taste like. "Blaze," his mother's voice said softly. He looked up, startled and ashamed, but he only saw the same love in his mother's eyes that he always did. That, and maybe a slight hint of amusement. "Yeah, sorry," he said. He made no effort to justify his behavior.
"Would you mind getting me a glass of water? I think I can make it to the bathroom all right. I'll just sleep in my underwear tonight."
Blaze nodded and stood quickly. Turning to leave, he heard a soft gasp from his mother, and he knew, with guilty certainty, that she had seen his hard-on. It was pretty noticeable in the jeans he was wearing. He acted like he heard nothing and left to get his mother water. When Blaze arrived back in the guest room, the bathroom door was closed and he could hear the water running. He set the glass down and debated leaving. He felt like it was the right thing to do. He'd picked his mother up, after all, and ensured that she got home, but then Gina had suggested that he spend some time with her, give her some attention. As Blaze closed the door to the guest bedroom, instead of walking out of it, he thought, what could it hurt? And maybe, if he was lucky, he could get another peek at his mother's body. He was aware that he was becoming obsessed with it. Watching her do her yoga in the afternoons was a guilty pleasure of his, but really, what was wrong with it, if she didn't mind? She'd caught him looking, after all, and didn't seem to be upset. Maybe the attention of a younger man made her feel sexier. Blaze was still standing there when the door opened, and his mother walked out of the bathroom. Her dress was over one arm, and she set it on the dresser. She wore nothing but her underwear, and was seemingly completely unaware that both bra and panties were nearly transparent. Blaze was stunned. All he could do was watch. Fortunately, Linda didn't seem to mind. She smiled at him, a little sadly, and then sat down on the bed again and had a long sip of water.
"I'm pretty sure your father is having an affair, Blaze," Linda said.
"What? I mean, why would he ever cheat on you? I mean, I believe you. It's just, it makes no sense. If anything, you're out of his league."
Blaze hadn't thought about the words at all, but had just let them flow. He had been so shocked at the idea that anyone would cheat on his gorgeous, perfect mother that it was as though all his internal filters had just shut off.
"Thank you for saying so. I was hoping tonight he'd see me go out, dressed like this, and maybe be attracted to me again. Or maybe he'd be turned on by me being a bit drunk and flirty, I don't know. I was trying to be exciting. It was stupid."
"It's not stupid, Mom. He should appreciate you. Honestly, I don't know if I would have been okay with you going out like that. I mean, I shouldn't have said that."
"What do you mean?" Linda said, a bit sharply, looking up at her son. He was uncomfortably aware of how easily he could make out her nipples against her pale skin under the sheer fabric of the bra.
"I guess I mean that if you were my girlfriend, I would want to be out with you if you dressed like that. I'd want everyone to know you were with me, and I'd want to be sure you came home with me. Maybe I'm just too jealous, but I'd want you to dress like that only for me." "Wow, that's messed up. I'm sorry, I shouldn't..."
Linda smiled widely, and for a moment, Blaze thought she might cry.
No, that's really very sweet, Blaze. I mean, I don't know, I've always liked a little possessiveness in my men. I guess I'm the same way, too. When you get dressed up to go out on dates, I sometimes get a little upset. I feel like those girls you see are stealing my boy.
For a moment, both of them simply stared at each other, eyes meeting, neither looking away. Then, as if realizing she'd crossed a line, Linda looked aside first. She reached out and touched her son's thigh, and Blaze was aware of how close she was to his cock. He breathed in deeply, but Linda moved the covers aside and got under them before adjusting them so only a sheet covered her.
She lay on her back, and her body was now outlined in relief, and that made her even sexier to her son, as if she was a present, waiting to be unwrapped.
"Would you do me a favor, Blaze?" she asked, softly.
"Of course, Mom. What do you want?" Linda's eyes shot up to his.
"You don't have to. You can say no."
"Mom, it's fine. What do you want?"
"Will you stay with me until I fall asleep?"
"Sure, Mom."
"What? Will you hold me? Just for a little while. It would really make me feel better to feel close to you right now."
Blaze took a deep breath, but nodded. As she rolled over, facing away from him, he took off his shoes. He thought about getting into bed like that, but he knew that wouldn't be what she wanted. Maybe it was the things Gina had said earlier, maybe it was his own desire. Somehow he knew, as a man, he would have insulted her. She needed a considerate man tonight, and the warmth of skin contact, not another unfeeling jerk like his father. He removed his jeans, and finally his shirt. Then he turned off the light and slid behind his mother. He debated for a moment, and then decided to put his arm over her waist, onto her belly. That instinct again. It was smooth and fluttered under his touch. She wasted no time, pushing back into his body, and he grew hard immediately. Blaze waited for her to say something, shout at him, or even just pull away, but she didn't. If anything, she pushed a little more against him.
"Don't worry," she said. "Even if you end up falling asleep here, your father will leave early and will never check on me. He'll never know."
"Okay, Mom."
"Don't be ashamed of anything. I know how a young man's body works. I know that you might, need some release. It's natural. And of course, I asked you to hold me, so I can't really complain if your hands wander, well, anywhere. So, don't worry about anything you do. Even while I'm asleep," Linda said.
Then without another word, she closed her eyes. Soon, her breathing became very slow and regular, and Blaze realized that she was fast asleep. What had she meant by that? Had she really given him permission to touch her? To come? Blaze realized that she had, even if not in so many words. But she was drunk, right? And it wasn't right to take advantage of someone while they were drunk or asleep. On the other hand, if she was really lonely, and his father was cheating, then... Blaze's thoughts were interrupted by his mother's body, shifting against him in her sleep, grinding her ass against his hard cock. It was a bit soft, and very firm, and perfect. He groaned, unable to stop himself from making the noise. His mother, still seemingly asleep, sighed in satisfaction. Blaze understood then that this was something his mother hadn't had in a long time. Maybe just the fact that he wanted her was improving her self-esteem. Maybe she needed him to do more. If that was the case, if she needed that, wouldn't he be bad to not give it to her? Wouldn't it be the right thing to do, to help his beloved mother feel better? And Blaze realized he very much loved her. No, that was wrong. He was in love with her. The vulnerability she'd shown to him tonight, if only in brief moments, had been enough to make him understand her all the better. Blaze waited another 5 minutes, just enjoying the feel of her warmth against him. He didn't want to do anything to ruin their relationship, but he had never wanted anything more in his life than to touch his mother. Slowly, with deliberation, he slid his hand up her body, over onto her chest, until it rested on the soft lace of her bra. He felt her breathing, allowed it to push her breast into his hand. He let his hand rest there, enjoying the incredible feel.
I'm groping my own mother. She's letting me, but I should stop. I should stop. Now. Blaze's thoughts came through clearly, but he ignored them. This wasn't like the times he'd touched girls his age. This was so much better. He cared about his mother. About Linda. He wanted her, yes, and this was wrong by most standards, but she wanted this, didn't she? Slowly, gently, Blaze squeezed his mother's right breast in his hand. For a moment, he felt her breath change, adding a shudder, but it evened out again. Linda was still asleep. He remained there, frozen for a long time. He expected her to wake up, shouting, calling him a disgusting boy and a worthless son, but that didn't happen. Not only that, but Linda sighed, arching her back, pushing her breast into her son's hand while grinding her ass against him. Blaze knew that she was enjoying herself now, even if she wasn't fully awake. It emboldened him. He didn't remove the bra, but he did move it up, over her breasts, freeing them. He began to fondle each in turn, first softly, holding and massaging them. As Linda reacted, whimpering, he gripped them harder, finally pinching her pebbled nipple, causing her to moan so loudly that it shocked him. Blaze knew at that point that he could never look at his mother the same way again. She was a sensual, sexual creature, and she had needs like his. Having never had free range to touch a woman's body, he allowed his hands to explore her, her shoulders, back, stomach, and neck. All of his touching was hesitant and gentle, and Linda seemed to enjoy it as much as he did. Blaze found his mother's body to be fit, but also with a curvy softness that he found impossibly arousing. He squeezed her ass hard, and she moaned and squirmed, and at last, he allowed himself to ask the obvious question. What did his mother's pussy feel like? With a slowness that both he and his mother found agonizing, he set his hand on his mother's stomach again, then let it slide down. As it did, he felt his mother squirm again, grinding against him. This time he groaned in response. He was hard, and he knew he was dripping. A tiny voice in the back of his mind, an animal, savage thing, told him to roll his mother onto her front, pull her panties down, and ram himself inside her. He did not listen to it. For all his desire and the urges he was indulging, he loved his mother. And he knew that he wanted her to be as happy as he was. He could save the more depraved ideas for his fantasies. Instead, he slipped his hand into his mother's underwear. He could tell that she was very aroused. She was wet, and her pussy was swollen. She moaned again in response to his hand simply caressing her. "Please," she whispered, although Blaze knew that she was still asleep. She started to push against his hand, and he knew what she wanted. He began to gently caress her pussy. Starting gently, but building in pressure, he paid attention to where his mother seemed to need his touch. Blaze built a rhythm, allowing her to grind against his palm, letting his fingers slide through her slit. He would not allow himself to penetrate her. Not yet. Linda moaned when he moved his thumb around her nub. When he played with it directly, firmly, she made a noise between pleasure and pain, and he felt badly. He returned back to giving her pressure and friction, and when her body began to quiver and shake and tense, he pulled back, just a bit. Linda made a whining, pleading noise, and Blaze was aroused by how much control he had over his mother in that moment. She was a beautiful, sophisticated woman, and he had her begging, not with her voice, but with her whole body, for release. To Blaze's shock, he felt his mother's hand seizing his, forcing it back onto her pussy. She still wasn't awake, and Blaze wondered what she was dreaming. It didn't matter. He'd gone too far to stop now. He leaned forward and ground against his mother's ass, feeling his cock slip out the front of his boxers.
Linda's panties had been pushed down almost to her thighs, and his cock began to slide between her cheeks. His cock didn't fit between her thighs, but instead ran up, pointed towards her back. As she approached orgasm, he thrust up between her smooth cheeks. He paid no attention to his own body, only hers. He kissed her neck and even bit her, and then he felt her whole body tense up. With a huge groan, Linda came. Her body flexed and arched again and again. She moaned and held his hand in place to continue the orgasm. To Blaze's surprise, she ground even harder against him, and he tipped over the edge. Blaze felt his muscles clench as he fired spurt after spurt of hot, sticky cum all over his own mother's smooth back. He knew without a doubt that she could feel it running down, staining the clean sheets of the guest bed. For a moment, he sat there, mind empty, simply panting from the excitement of what he, what they, had done. Linda sighed softly and slipped deeper into sleep. Blaze felt a sinking feeling open up in his stomach. While his mother had given him permission, there was no way she could have known what he would take it as, and she was also obviously drunk. There was nothing he could do about what he'd done, but hopefully she wouldn't know, or at least wouldn't mention it. Blaze wanted to clean her up, but the idea of waking his mother up by washing his cum off of her back was something he wasn't ready for. She'd shower in the morning, and hopefully it would be dry by then. That was all he could hope for. Blaze slipped from the sheets, put his clothes on quietly, and left, guilt hanging over him like a cloud. Linda woke the following morning and was surprised to feel refreshed rather than hungover. It was amazing what the attention of a good man and a nice orgasm could do to help her sleep. Linda appreciated her drunk confidence to grant Blaze permission to touch her last night. It was intended to stave off any guilt he might feel for grinding or his hands wandering, but she had to admit that while she never would have been brave enough to ask her son directly, she was glad that he had taken the initiative. And while she was only partially aware of any of it, she had truly enjoyed it. Her son's gradual and, if she was honest, tentative touches and gropings the night before had been exactly what she wanted. The feel of his searing hot cum splashing with some force on her lower back had been proof that she was still desirable, impossible to fake. Linda's memories may have been vague, but she knew that she was loved by a good man who cared for her, and who wanted her and thought she was sexy, and the very knowledge that she loved him in return made her want to sing, no matter how evil society would judge it. Linda got up and left the guest room without worrying. She knew that her husband had left much earlier, uninterested in interacting with his family. She showered and dressed quickly before heading downstairs. Although she knew she would be gone before Blaze was truly awake, she decided to take a few minutes to make him breakfast. That would be a nice surprise for him. She made the eggs and bacon quickly, plated it, and covered it with another plate. As she did so, she ran the events over and over again in her head. The feel of his hands, his insistent touches that brought her to orgasm faster than hers ever could have. Obviously, it could never happen again. That would be beyond inappropriate. And if it did, then Linda would truly be having an extramarital affair with her own son. Her face heated at the thought. Instead of leaving right away, however, she stopped and wrote a quick note to Blaze before slipping it under his plate. She couldn't write everything she wanted to, and she knew she wasn't strong enough to just come out and say it, but she could perhaps make him feel a bit of the joy that she did. She chose her words carefully, so that he would, hopefully, not miss her intent. She never wanted him to feel badly for what he had done. With that, Linda collected her things and left for the day, exhilarated for once to be going to work. Blaze heard his mother leaving and sighed deeply. He had slept fitfully the night before, the events running through his mind, making him hard again and again. Normally he might have jerked off, granting him some relief, but that felt wrong. Like he would be violating his mother's trust yet again, So instead, he suffered in silence. After waiting a few minutes, he woke, dressed, and went downstairs. He was surprised to see the food waiting for him and immediately noticed the note underneath the plate. Blaze felt his gut wrench when he thought of the food, and he dreaded reading the note, but he knew that he had to. And putting it off would just make things worse. "Baby, thank you so much for last night. You made me feel really special and loved. I especially appreciated the little surprise you left me. Love, Mommy." After reading the note, Blaze found that his appetite had returned. The day passed in a blur for both Linda and her son. Neither could focus on simple tasks. Both of them found themselves daydreaming about what had happened the night previously and had to ask people to repeat statements multiple times. By the end of the day, they were both worked up, excited to see one another, filled with an anticipation for something that neither of them could quite place. Blaze couldn't think of a way to experience that again, but Linda could think of several ways to interact with her son in that way, including ways that would allow her to maintain a facade of innocence, of ignorance of what her son had done to her. Truthfully, she didn't care much about that, except that her passivity, her offering of her body as a sacrifice to her son's pleasure, her lack of resistance, the taboo of the whole thing, all blended together into a cocktail of shame and anticipation and pure arousal. She'd never felt anything quite like that. Linda left a few minutes early. She never did, but she wanted to take a bit of extra time. She knew that Blaze was a good boy, and that he would never take advantage of her without her permission, of one sort or another. But if she made herself available, she also knew that he could not resist her. Her memories of the prior night were very blurry, but she knew that what he had done to her had been intense, and she had felt his hunger for her. He wouldn't be able to resist her tonight. Linda came home, saw Blaze studying at the table, and favored him with nothing more than a smile before she set her grocery bags and began to cook. Blaze couldn't keep his eyes off of her. Linda's trim curves filled out the tasteful blue dress she wore, and now that Blaze knew how firm and soft she felt, he couldn't help but obsess about tearing it off of her. He pretended to keep working on his calculus, while surreptitiously shooting glances at her as she worked. Linda felt her son's eyes, and she too had difficulty concentrating. She did, however, know how to make some things virtually on autopilot. Steak, potatoes, and a heavy gravy. It was a bit much for her, usually, but her husband could not resist it. True to form, her husband joined them for what was one of his favorite meals. Both he and Linda enjoyed quite a bit of wine with their meals. Blaze couldn't help but wonder what she was doing. Every time he thought that perhaps she didn't remember last night, or had decided not to remember, she favored him with a glance, a smile, a hand on his arm, or once, a foot running up his calf. By the time the meal was over, Blaze was worked up beyond belief. His mother had done so little, but there was so much tension inside of him. He was sure, however, that she was just playing with him tonight. Surely he could not be so lucky as to experience his mother's body two nights in a row. "Blaze," Linda said, suddenly, drawing him back to reality.
"Yes?"
"Your father just said he needed to go to bed early tonight, as he has an early meeting tomorrow. Do you think you would mind watching a movie with me? I don't really like watching them alone, and..."
Sure.
"I mean, only if it's no trouble. If you have plans or need to study, then..."
"No, Mom. It's fine. I don't mind."
Blaze tried to play it cool, but he knew when he saw his mother's small, sly smile that he'd responded correctly. It was true. Linda would often bother her husband to watch movies with her. Sometimes he would oblige, but most of the time he would not.
"Good," his father said, at last. "I really don't have the energy for that nonsense tonight."
For once, Neither Linda nor Blaze were brought down by his bad mood. After dinner, Blaze volunteered to do the dishes, so Linda went upstairs early. Much like any normal movie night, she got comfortable first. She went upstairs and changed out of her business casual, being sure to remove her bra and panties. In their place, she wore a simple, oversized, blue, silky, button-down sleeping top. Normally, she would wear a small pair of shorts with it, but as the top would cover all of it, she instead wore a simple, very skimpy set of blue silky panties. Then she took a deep breath and looked at herself in the mirror. She felt like a college girl again, for real this time, knowing that she would be seeing someone who she wanted to both arouse and impress. She reapplied her makeup, this time very subtly. The only thing she emphasized was a slightly too red shade of lipstick. She smiled. She looked hot, like a young man's MILF fantasy come to life. Of course, that's exactly what she was. Lastly, Linda crossed the final line and took a single pill, washing it down with water from the faucet. She didn't often take it, but when she did, she always was asleep within half an hour. Now she was on a timer. She wanted to be ready for her son by the time she passed out. Linda took her phone and the small posable tripod stand for it that she'd gotten for cheap at the grocery store. She walked downstairs at the same time her husband was going back upstairs for the night. She was afraid he would notice the oddities of her dress or the tripod, but as always, he paid her no mind. She took a deep breath and walked through the kitchen into the living room. Blaze had already finished the dishes and had started picking a movie. She plopped down next to her son as casually as she could. She had to admit to herself that he was almost her ideal man, and it was difficult to unsee him that way now. Her own son gave her butterflies. Blaze turned to face his mother and took her whole body in, especially her bare, toned legs. Linda felt herself grow wet in response already. Your father is almost certainly already asleep. If you don't make too much noise, he definitely will be.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Good. So, I've had a long day, and for some reason I feel like I had something like a workout last night.
Oh.
Yes, well, that doesn't matter, I suppose. What matters is that while I really do want to spend time with you and watch this movie, I've had to take some of my medicine, and I'll probably pass out soon. I'm sorry.
It's all right, Mom. I understand.
Blaze responded, hoping that he did. But she continued. Well, I think that you do. But I have some things I need to tell you. Things that can't remain unsaid. So, I need you to listen closely. For me.
Linda saw her son nod, almost solemnly. She loved him even more in that moment. He was excited and aroused as any young man would be, but he still cared for her, still wanted to treat her right and respect her limits. He was her ideal lover.
I know that you want to do things to me. I'm not ready for that to happen while I'm awake. You can feel anything you want. You can kiss and rub against anything and anywhere. You might need to put things in my mouth, but nowhere else, okay? And whatever you do is fine. Even if you're a little bit harsher than you were before, or make a mess. Do you understand?
I do. Blaze said, suddenly more aroused than he had been even the night before. And I'll, clean up better this time.
Linda smiled. Okay, one more thing, Linda said as she took her phone out and set it on the small green plastic tripod she had purchased at the grocery store. She pressed the button to start it recording, feeling something inside her react to this, as if it started her as well. This is going to record everything you do.
Okay, I understand. I mean, this is weird and you want to be safe and...
Linda shook her head. I trust you. This isn't about that. I'm going to be really out tonight. Last night I was too, but I still remember a lot of it, even if it's vague. Tonight, I want you to go farther, but this medicine is strong. I'm going to be completely out, and I need to see what you do to me, baby. I need to see it and, touch myself. Blaze was shocked. While he did understand that he had given his semi-conscious mother an orgasm the night before, the idea that she was just as excited as he was had never occurred to him. But just as fast as the conversation had started, it was over. His mother had taken the remote from his hands and started the movie, a Netflix original which happened to involve a romance between a younger man and an older woman. Linda touched her son's arm. Do you mind if I lay back, put my legs over your lap? I always feel very comfortable and safe when I'm touching you. Blaze just nodded and watched the mesmerizing way his mother's body shifted and moved as she made herself comfortable. Soon she was settled in, partially turned over, and watching attentively. Blaze could hardly think, but he watched the movie as well. Almost idly, but with agonizing awareness, he ran his hand up and down his mother's bare leg. He was desperate to push up higher, to move the silky material of the PJ top and see what was underneath it. But he was patient, and more importantly, respectful of his mother's wishes. So he waited. He didn't have to wait long. Not 20 minutes into the movie, the couple on the screen had met, had their first little fight, and their first date, full of sexual tension. The acting wasn't great, but it did seem appropriate to Blaze. He looked over at his mother, thinking about making a witty comment, but she was breathing slowly, lying completely on her back, eyes shut. Blaze smiled to himself, and felt himself grow completely hard again. He had expected to simply lose control at this point, but to his own surprise, he just watched for a moment before reaching out and moving some hair off of her face. It was a tender motion, and let him see his mother clearly. Linda was the most beautiful woman he had ever seen, and he felt his pre-existing love for his mother grow and change in unexpected ways in this moment, which he realized he would remember for a very long time to come. Blaze carefully stood up, setting his mother's legs back down on the couch. She shifted, but only slightly, and her legs naturally parted a bit as she settled back down. Slowly, almost painfully for Blaze, he knelt down and kissed her forehead, and then her mouth. She responded with a whimper and a slight arch of her back. Blaze didn't know how he knew, but he was sure that his mother was already wet. He began to unbutton her top, one after the other, until the last one was free. He moved one side, and then the other, out of the way. Linda's breasts had settled and spread on her chest in a way that made them look smaller somehow, but no less beautiful. He hesitantly reached out and took one of them in his hand again. It was so warm, seemingly even more than the previous night. Tonight, under the light of the television, he watched his mother's face as he caressed it, squeezed it, and again, pinched the tight nipple. Linda inhaled sharply through her teeth and squirmed, then moaned ever so slightly. He leaned over and kissed her mouth again, enjoying the passive way which her lips opened to him, allowing his tongue to enter her mouth. Then, with a boldness that was almost sudden, he moved down to her chest and took her nipple in his mouth. Blaze licked it,
savoring the flavor of his mother's body. She tasted savory, but almost sweet to him. No girl he'd kissed ever tasted like this. Linda subtly arched her back again, pushing into his mouth. He rewarded her motion by sucking on the nipple, first lightly, and then hard. Linda moaned and exhaled, and Blaze imagined he heard his own name whispered. Perhaps it was just his imagination, but Blaze couldn't help but respond softly.
"Oh, fuck, Mom. You're so beautiful," he said, completely unaware of the camera. His mother was his world.
He finally looked down from her chest and saw that she wore a tiny set of black panties. He looked around, finally a bit self-conscious, considering an action that he regarded as shameful despite the permission he had. Finally, he made up his mind. Gently, Blaze pulled his mother's panties down, working first one side and then the other until they were loose and down all the way to her knees. She was wet and beautiful, her bush probably last trimmed a few weeks ago. Her scent suddenly filled his nose, and he was almost powerless to stop himself from what he did next. Blaze got back on the couch, facing his mother, and lay so he could easily taste her perfect pussy. He started by kissing and tasting her inner thighs, savory and salty with her sweat, then moved up to her lips, licking and taking them into his mouth. Linda breathed harder, torso shifting, instinctively trying to push herself against her son's mouth. Blaze allowed his tongue to part her lips, barely. He knew that he was forbidden from going any deeper, as much as he wanted to finger her and tongue her and, yes, fuck her. As he thought about mounting his mother, letting his cock enter where he had been created, he almost lost control. Quickly, he threw his mother's limp legs over his arms, licking her clit with abandon while his hands reached up and explored her breasts again. He was not gentle. Linda, apparently, did not need gentle tonight. Before Blaze had even grown a bit tired, she was gasping and moaning, instinctively lewd noises that not even the porn he had watched had prepared him for. These were true, animalistic, sexual sounds, and Blaze had reached down and freed his cock from his own shorts before he regained control and realized that no, he could not, and would not, enter his mother's pussy. Not tonight, anyway. Again and again, Blaze's tongue lashed his mother's pussy. She moaned and shifted, and sometimes tried to escape his ministrations, and other times ground into his face. Still, he would not stop. Soon, with an almost frightening amount of strength, his mother ground her crotch into his face over and over again as her body spasmed, helpless and jerking like a puppet on strings. At last, Linda gave out a deep sigh and exhaled, and Blaze was rewarded with a new rush of wetness covering his face and tongue. Blaze looked up and watched his mother's body relax completely. He had pleasured her to orgasm again, and it made him feel good. Blaze was painfully hard. He stood and moved around the couch, then quickly but gently repositioned her body so her face was at the edge of the couch, propped up by the pillow to face out. He knelt by her, and after a moment's hesitation, pushed his cock into her lips. At first, she did not react, and he simply ended up wiping his pre-cum on her lips. He wondered if he would have to push her mouth open manually when she opened her lips of her own volition, whimpering slightly. Blaze wondered if his mother enjoyed sucking cock as much as he enjoyed going down on her, and he gently inserted his cock into her willing mouth. She opened as widely as she could, and he almost came from the warm, wet feeling of her mouth. Blaze began to move, thrusting in and out of his mother's mouth, and enjoyed the feeling. To his shock, Linda made a noise of hunger deep in her throat and began to suck. As Blaze sped up, he felt his mother's tight lips wrap around his cock, and she began to suck in earnest. She moaned, and he felt it, and Blaze realized that this must be something that she enjoyed doing. He groaned and began to come. His first spurt went into her mouth, which worried him given that she was sleeping still, so he pulled out barely in time. The second and third covered her face, with some overshooting it and landing on her tits. More and more came out of him, far more than ever before, and by the time he was done, it looked like more than one man had come on his mother. Blaze felt guilty and even more aroused by the scene in front of him, but first, his concern was for his mother's breathing. To his relief, Linda simply swallowed and kept breathing normally. Blaze put his own clothes back on, then went to the kitchen and got a warm, wet cloth before coming back to Linda's side. Only a little bit of his cum had overshot his mother or dripped off of her face onto the couch itself. Blaze cleaned his mother's face first, then her chest. He did so gently and with great care. He did not even realize that he was speaking to her as he did so, telling her how much he loved her and needed her. Only after finishing this did he clean the spots on the couch. Blaze took one last look at his mother, then carefully buttoned up her top, pulled her panties back up into position, and then took a blanket from the back of the couch and covered her gently. He smiled at how peaceful she looked, and at the memory of what he had done, and that his mother had some of his cum in her belly, even at that moment. Blaze stopped the recording on his mother's phone and removed it from the tripod, ensuring it was locked. He would keep the tripod in his room, so there wouldn't need to be any explaining it. Blaze went upstairs to his own room and took a shower. He didn't want to. He wanted to keep the scent of his mother on his face for the rest of that night, and perhaps even the next day. But he knew he had to be safer than that. He had to protect her, to pleasure her, and to be with her. He would do anything for that. Blaze lay on his bed, thinking of what had occurred. As he relived the experience of slowly undressing his sleeping mother, he began to stroke himself, having quickly become hard from the recollection. He sped up as he remembered feeling his mother, the taste of her on his lips, her warm nectar bathing his mouth and chin. As he remembered inserting his cock into his mother's mouth, her face angel-like as she unconsciously sucked him off, he came again, this time on his own body. He cleaned himself quickly and rolled over, truly exhausted. Blaze slept soundly that night and dreamed of her and the things he might do to her in the future. A few days passed before anything else happened. Linda was afraid now that she had gone too far, that she had damaged her son in some way. But in every important way, he behaved the same. It was, however, obvious to her that he was a young man in love. In love with her. Linda welcomed this. She felt like she was 18 again, and Blaze had made her feel that way. She, too, had fallen in love with him. She had first watched the video of that night the following day. On her lunch break, she had gone out to her car with the idea of just skimming through the footage. Her resolve had broken the moment he started sucking on her breast. She fingered herself to her first orgasm when she watched him giving her one with his tongue. Seeing him fucking her mouth, hearing the things he said, watching the cum splash on her face had been too much, and she'd come again. Linda had watched the footage several times each day since then. Almost every time she had to finger herself. No man she had been with had ever inspired the kind of lust that her lovely, beautiful, perfect son had. She knew she needed more of him, but she also knew that they both needed time. She couldn't rush this. Besides, she was still his mother. She still needed to look out for him in her own way. If he had second thought, she would stop, although it would be almost impossible. Still, Linda didn't punish Blaze with silence. It was one thing to tease, but another to emotionally manipulate. She wrote him a note the day after. This time, she slid it inside of his pillowcase. She couldn't bring herself to say the words. Blaze found the note that same evening as soon as his head hit the pillow. He had been worried that he had gone too far the previous night, but his mother had shown him a great deal of affection. Some obvious, like platonic hugs and kisses. Some less so, such as brushing her body against his, or once, grasping his cock through his pants on the couch while his father looked the other way. So, by the time he decided to go to bed, he knew that she was happy with him, but he did not understand what the next step would be. Blaze read the note in the light of his lamp.
"Baby, I love you so much. I watched what you did to me, what you did for me. I can't get enough. You were so loving, more so than your father or any other man has ever been. I want more with you, but I want you to take a few days and think about things. If you want to stop, I'll understand. I'm sorry I'm so needy, but if you want to keep going, I'll be ready for you on the weekend. Plan on being around the house that night. I'll tell you when it's time. Mommy."
The final escalation happened on Saturday. Blaze was on pins and needles the whole week and had to jerk off multiple times a day. When his mother hugged him, it took all his will not to grab her ass or kiss her. And when he grew hard, she simply hugged him tighter and sometimes even ground into him. Still, that was as far as she was willing to go, and Blaze respected that. He knew that his mother was suffering as well. She needed fuck too. On Saturday morning, Blaze followed his usual routine. He worked at a local grocery part-time, and that kept him distracted. When he was done, he came home, but did not leave to hang out with Vincent and Elliot like he normally would have in the evening. Instead, he stayed home and read on the couch. More accurately, he tried to read but lacked the focus. His mother wasn't really interacting with him, aside from bringing him some pizza that she had ordered. After his father came into the room and sat down to watch football, Blaze decided that it was unlikely that anything would happen that night. Still, when Linda made a show of yawning, he perked up and looked at her from across the room. She stood behind the couch where his father sat. She winked at Blaze and mouthed 5 minutes, silently. Blaze barely nodded in response.
"I'm heading to bed, honey," she said, as she went upstairs.
"Fine," his father said.
"Good night, Mom," Blaze said.
The next 5 minutes were very difficult for Blaze. He could barely contain himself, but he forced himself to watch the television.
"I'm feeling pretty tired, Dad. I'm gonna turn in too," Blaze said.
This time his father said nothing, but nodded in dismissal. Blaze rushed upstairs, eager to get started, but decided to go to his room first. He could change there, then go to his parents' room. Even in his excited state, he wondered if it was safe to do what they were going to do there, but he knew that he wouldn't let the chance of getting caught stop him. Blaze thought that he had left the door to his room open, but didn't think about it as he came inside and turned on the light. What he saw made him close the door behind him without looking, pressing the button that locked it. Linda lay there, nude, on top of the sheets, awake, eyes boring into him with their need. She was fingering herself with one hand, legs splayed open, while the other massaged and pinched her nipple. "Wow," was all Blaze was able to say, frozen at the sight of her uncovered beauty. He wanted her, but he wanted to watch her as well.
"Undress for me, please. I need to see you tonight. I need to be awake for this. I'm ready."
Blaze needed no more encouragement. He stripped quickly to his mother's amusement before he practically leapt on top of her. For a moment, he hesitated, knowing that this last step was something beyond what either of them had already done, a taboo line that no one was ever supposed to cross. Linda couldn't wait any longer. She parted her legs and took her son's hard, dripping cock in her hand, forcing a moan from him. She guided the head of his cock into her ready, wet pussy, and he instinctively pushed himself the rest of the way in.
"Fuck," he said.
Blaze had never felt anything quite like the tight, wet warmth that surrounded him now. He could barely speak.
"Mom, I don't know if I can last very long."
"Don't worry about that. Just fuck me, baby. Fuck me and claim me and make me yours.
Blaze did just that, thrusting inside of her with eagerness, if not expertise. He kissed her lips at first, then her throat, then nipped at her neck and shoulders. His hands wandered, groping her breast, squeezing her ass, unable to stop themselves. Linda felt more loved than she ever had, desired to a point that almost frightened her. No man had ever taken her like this. No man had devoured her body as her son was now. And what was more, he seemed to have an almost instinctive understanding of how to arouse her, what pleased her. He fucked her hard, but with a slow, measured stroke that left himself inside of her and allowed her to grind against him. Soon, to her surprise, she began to come.
Oh, fuck, fuck. Don't stop, baby. Keep fucking mommy. Please, please, please.
Linda was only half aware of herself, and she was almost shouting. Blaze reacted instinctively by placing his hand over her mouth, which prevented her from drawing breath. This only heightened the pleasure for Linda, and was something she did to herself when she masturbated, but had never had the courage to ask another to do for her. Her body arched as the orgasm had its way with her far more ruthlessly than her son was. When Linda collapsed, in a limp heap, her son stopped a moment, wondering if she needed to rest before he proceeded. And what she needed more than anything else was his cum inside of her.
"I'm not on any birth control. I want our first time like this to be special," she said,
trying and failing to sound innocent. Blaze, acting on a deeper instinct than he knew, was filled with the urge to breed his own mother. The idea drove him wild. He lifted her legs up and put her thighs on his shoulders. Thank God for yoga, he thought briefly before ramming himself back inside of her. Linda's moans grew louder, and he kissed her again as he sped the pace up, fucking her harder and harder. He closed his eyes, trying to last as long as he could. He needed this. He needed to fill his mother. To breed her.
"Look me in the eyes, baby. I want to see you when you come inside me."
"Mom, I love you," he said, his voice a harsh whisper as he opened his eyes and let go. He emptied himself inside of her, his orgasm seeming to last forever, spurt after spurt, filling her up. Finally, out of energy, he almost collapsed on her, barely managing to pull out before he did so, resting his head on her sweaty chest as she caressed his hair, just as she always had. Everything felt perfect to both of them, as though a long, open circle had been closed. They stayed like that for a long time before Linda spoke again.
"Later, you can fuck me in my bed. But you understand what that would mean, right?"
"That we're together, right? For real."
"Right. The thing about me is, well, your mother is a possessive woman. I know that at some point you're going to leave home and get a girlfriend, and that's fine. But while we're together, I want to be the only woman in your bed and your heart."
"And you belong to me, right? As much as you can?"
"Exactly. I won't have sex with your father again, and I've been putting off a divorce for too long already, but you don't need to worry about that. Now come here and hold me for a bit before I have to go to bed."
Blaze did as his mother asked, spooning her from behind, letting his hand rest on her breast. Linda smiled, wondering how she'd become so fortunate to have had such a good son. And that's how we started this thing. I gave Blaze's father the divorce papers a week later. He kept much of our savings, but Blaze and I got the house. Blaze shares my bed now, and to be honest, we're just about married. Linda paused, absently rubbing her belly, only a bit larger than normal. "I'm due in another 6 months," she added, smiling. Blaze, seated with her on the couch in front of the other couples, could no longer help himself. He reached across and inside her shirt, squeezing her slightly enlarged breast, a motion of both love and possessiveness. And then they kissed, a long, languid exchange, taboo between a mother and son, on display for all. There was a small round of applause before the couples in the small audience began to lose themselves in their own activities.